a whale of a diet. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Most people would probably steer clear of a dead whale lying on the beach, but oceanographer Craig Smith of the University of Hawaii tows it out to sea and sinks it. That's because he knows that the bodies of whales on the seafloor serve as habitats for dozens of creatures, some pretty bizarre. For example, Smith and his colleagues recently discovered a species of worm that has no mouth or stomach, yet it has a way of feeding off the oil found in whale bones, thus earning its name of the bone-eating zombie worm.
We and other people have now found at least 5 more species of this worm, and we think it's worldwide in distribution.
Smith says whaling keeps these unique habitats from forming by taking the whale and any potential offspring out of the ocean. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.